Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Act Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate.
I'm Will Burney.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton.
So, Ashley, I hear we have some great things coming up this week in our big little town. Why don't you tell us about tonight's screening of the What About Waco documentary?
Yes, if you did not get a chance to see the What About Waco documentary several weeks ago when they premiered it, it is really an excellent summary of Waco's history. It's four parts, but they show them all together, so it takes about 2 hours. And here is your chance to see it for free. They're going to be showing it tonight and tomorrow night and Sunday night at the Mayborn Museum at 5 o'clock for free. Admission is free. You do, however, need to go to wacodocumentary.com and register because the seating is going to be limited. But treat yourself to this. It's very interesting. It does a great job of showing the history of Waco, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And if you're whether you're a new person in town or a person who's lived here your whole life, I bet you'll learn something from it.
And on Saturday, if you're a fan of a good Southern breakfast, the Kiwanis Club of Waco Seniors Biscuits and Gravy Breakfast is Saturday at 7 a.m.?
Yes, Saturday morning at 7 o'clock at Lakewood Christian Church, which is at the corner of Bosque and Cobbs. The Kiwanis Club of Waco Seniors is offering a biscuit and gravy breakfast. It's only $8 a person, and all the money is going to go to support their school programs. They do different programs at Provident Elementary, Parkdale Elementary, Tennyson Middle School, and just several different schools all around town. So you can come and enjoy a delicious breakfast of sausage, biscuits, gravy, and fruit and support education in Waco for only $8. So that's a great deal. And then a little bit later in the morning, if biscuits and gravy aren't your favorite kind of breakfast, there is another opportunity to have some good morning food. The Celebration Saturday Gospel Brunch is going to be at 712 Austin. It's the Waco 52 pop-up gallery. It starts at 11 o'clock and goes to 1 p.m. And it's going to be, Bob Darden's going to be talking about 100 years of gospel music and playing some music from some of Waco's finest gospel groups with reflections from his studies that he has done about black gospel music. So it'll be a terrific brunch prepared by local restaurateurs. Plus, you get to hear Bob Darden talk about his specialty, black gospel music. And it's all for $20 from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock at 712 Austin. And you can also look around at some of the art in the pop-up art gallery. So that'll be a lot of fun.
And if you're a fan of Act Locally Waco, later that night, there's the Act Locally Waco End of Summer Party. Ashley, why don't you tell us what you've got planned for the End of Summer Party?
Yes, well, my first thing I have planned is to see all of you there. It starts at 6 o'clock. It's free. It's going to be in the Waco 52 pop-up gallery at 712 Austin Avenue. A lot of us are taking advantage of that great space while it's there. And we're just going to have a fun time and get to know each other. Act Locally Waco has been kind of a virtual community for several years now, and it's time for us to meet face-to-face. I'm going to bring some guacamole, and you're invited to bring whatever snack you like to share. And we'll get to know each other, enjoy the art, share wonderful things about Waco, and have a nice night of it.
Should be a good way to find other people who are interested in all these different things we've got going on.
Absolutely.
It's also that time of year where the Margarita and Salsa Festival returns.
Yes, there's always more than one fun thing at a time going on in Waco these days. And at 6 o'clock p.m. Saturday night, it's time for the Margarita and Salsa Festival. This is an event that comes around every year. It's a lot of fun. This year it's going to feature the Randy Rogers Band, Cody Jinks, and John Wolfe, and it is raising money for the Heart of Texas Fair and Rodeo Scholarship Program. So you'll get a chance to taste multiple different margaritas and multiple different salsas and register your favorite. So that's a lot of fun, too. It's at the Extraco Event Center, which is over on Bosque Boulevard. Tickets run from about $30 to all the way up to $150 if you want the VIP package. And a little bit later Saturday night, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Hippodrome, Aloha from Hawaii, the concert replay. So this is going to be a reenactment of a very famous Elvis Presley concert that took place in 1973 in Honolulu, Hawaii. It's going to be Al Jolson as Elvis, backed by the nation's number one tribute band, Spin Out. So that'll be a lot of fun at the Hippodrome. Orchestra tickets are $35. Balcony are $20. So Elvis is going to still be king at the Hippodrome Saturday night and there for you to enjoy.
And for those who are interested in the history of Waco, on Monday we have Waco during World War I.
This is going to be at the West Waco Library and Genealogy Center, 5301 Bosque Boulevard, over by Target. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's free. This is basically the 100th anniversary of Camp MacArthur in Waco. It was a camp that was built for World War I troops. So there's quite a bit of that history here in town. It's very interesting, and this will be a good opportunity for you to learn what the resources are to see how Wacoans lived 100 years ago and how Camp MacArthur affected Waco. So it will be the Central Texas Genealogical Society and retired surveyor John Kamenik are presenting the program. So it'll be a great opportunity to learn how to really dig into that history.
That does sound really exciting. There is I'm always finding there is a lot of history in Waco.
Right.
All over the place.
Mm-hmm. And then on Tuesday, I know a lot of us most of us don't really like to think about what things are going to be like when we get a lot older, but it is very wise to make some decisions while you're younger about how you want things to be handled when you get older. And so on Tuesday from 10 in the morning until noon, there's going to be a program at the Area Agency on Aging, which is out on South New Road. It's called Long-Term Care, Essential Documents and How to Survive Financially. So this is a very good idea. It's a very good opportunity to go and learn about just the necessities, durable powers of attorney, advance directives, guardianships, will modifications, just all kinds of different things that you may have questions about having to do with decisions that need to be made as we get older. So it's a free presentation. And like I said, it'll be out at the Area Agency on Aging offices, which are on South New Road.
And here in Waco, it's pretty warm throughout the year. Those who are fans of gardening will be glad to know the After School Garden Club is meeting Thursday at 4:30 p.m. What can we expect from the After School Garden Club?
This is a terrific program for kids. It takes place at a place called the Children's Garden and Outdoor Classroom, which is actually in Lorena. Kids get to learn all about garden care and planting and harvesting and composting and animal habits and insects. There's just so many different things that children can learn about in the process of working in a garden, and this is a great opportunity, a great program. It's at 4:30 in the afternoon. It costs $40. They will also do some journaling. They'll have some garden snacks. And this is all happening just a little bit outside of Waco in Lorena at Enchanted Cedar. Classes are geared towards all school-age children.
Well, I have a brown thumb, but I'm certainly interested in the snacks.
Yes, I think the snacks will apply to everyone. I don't think you are only allowed to eat what you grow, so you would not go hungry.
Oh, that's good.
And then also on Monday, speaking of eating what you grow, Monday night is also the last of the three Dinner at 712 farm-to-table dinners that are taking place at the Waco 52 pop-up gallery at 712 Austin. Get it? Dinner at 712, 712 Austin. It also starts at 712 p.m. These are delicious farm-to-table dinners. Each meal is going to take you on a culinary journey, exploring the best of local produce and cultural influences, and each meal is paired with fabulous wines and beers. The cost is $100, and like I say, this is the last of the three they're offering this summer, so this would be a great opportunity for you to take advantage of those delicious farm-to-table dinners that they have been offering at the Waco 52 pop-up gallery. Also on Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. is the last of the summer movie series at the Silos. These are free movies that are offered at the Magnolia Marketplace. They've been going on throughout the summer. First Friday has actually been partnering with Campus Town Waco, the Waco Hippodrome, and Magnolia Market to offer family summer movie nights on Thursdays each month. And the Magnolia Market offers extended shopping hours from 9 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. before the screening. There's free parking off of South 8th Street. Please do not bring lawn chairs, and smoking and alcohol are not permitted. But otherwise, it's a free, fantastic family night out, hopefully under some clear blue skies. And the show this Thursday is going to be The Wizard of Oz.
Well, there certainly is a lot to do and a lot to eat this week in Waco. Ashley, thank you so much for being here to share these events with us.
Thank you, Will, and I'll see you at the Act Locally Waco party on Saturday night.
For a full calendar of events, visit actlocallywaco.org, and we hope you have a great week in Waco.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.